Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show.
I wanted to get to mixed schools first because single-sex schools could be axed under a new bill. More pupils will return to a mixed-sex classroom this year than ever before. And Labour launched bill, they've launched a bill to end single-gender school admissions within 10 to 15 years. I know it's a bit of a time away, but however, it'll kick off anyway. Labour education spokesperson Éanna Reardon, who's been talking about this for years. Actually, the last time I spoke to Éanna Reardon about this on the air, going back about 4 years ago, he hung up on us. Anyway, has published a bill to end single-gender school admission policies. Deputy Reardon said the time has come to bring Ireland's education system more in line with international norms. Yeah, I'm not too sure which country he's referring to, but however. He said, the fact that so many of our schools are still separated by gender sends the wrong message to children at a young age about gender equality. At a local level, parents are questioning the status quo, with most having a preference for mixed gender schools where possible. Schools are supposed to reflect the society that we serve, and the Department of Education has not given sanction to any new single gender school since 1998, making mixed gender schools already effectively the policy of the department. This bill is about addressing the legacy of single gender schools and moving to a fully gender integrated school system within 10 years at primary level and 15 years at secondary level. She went on to say, Ireland stands almost alone with our gender segregation system, and we are out of kilter with the rest of the European world. Now, he did say the European world, by the way, because he didn't refer to America, obviously, because they do have a lot of single gender schools. Anyway, while the conversation is rightly happening about the nature of gender equality in our society, education must be a feature in this, he went on to say. So I could go on and on and on about everything else he said, and I'm sure you'll get the general gist of it. But basically, he's saying we want to ban, single gender schools. Boys' schools, boys' national schools, girls' national schools. Particularly, I suppose it's in primary school, that's where we would mainly see those. Although we do see it in secondary schools too, a lot of private schools. I want to know if you were in favour of it. Now, some parents might say, well, look, I want the choice. Maybe it is better to have mixed schools. Maybe that is a good thing for social norms. But maybe parents out there want a choice to send their children to a single gender or a mixed school. Let me know what you think. I want to know, are you in favour of banning or scrapping single-sex schools or single-gender schools? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. I want to go to Eric Nelligan, who's AIN2 spokesperson on education. Good afternoon to you, Eric.
Hello, Niall.
I know you're taking a little bit of time out of teaching today or being a principal today to help us out on this one. Okay, so what does the evidence actually say? Or is there irrefutable evidence in relation to mixed versus same-gender school?
Well, first of all, what we're at is, like you mentioned in the introduction, the Labour Party, and Éanna Reardon, they want to end single-sex school. So I believe, and AIM2 believe, that it should be a choice. So the choice should be there where possible. Now, we understand if you're in a small town or in the countryside, it's not realistic to have multiple schools. And in that case, a mixed school is by far the most logical one. But when you come to large population centres, there is nothing wrong with having different types of schools to reflect the choices and the beliefs and the desires of students and their parents. Okay. So what we have at the moment is approximately 30% of secondary school students attend single-sex schools, slightly more girls than boys, and in primary school it's about 20%. So that's roughly where we are. And
What's the science behind the education? Now, I know in Australia they commissioned research back in 2017. They found after accounting for socioeconomic statuses, students in single-sex schools did outperform their co-ed counterparts in reading and numeracy. But they did talk about social aspects of it, which weren't as good for those. Now, there's different bits of evidence in the UK. They said that girls perform better in single-sex schools, but boys perform better in mixed-sex schools. Do we teach boys and girls differently?
Well, I suppose, look, I only went to mixed schools. I taught for the first number of years of my career in mixed schools. And then I came to an all-boys school where I am now. And I had this impression that, I had this negative, probably biased impression of what they were. And in my opinion, I've totally changed my mind on it. So to come back to what you mentioned there, it is my belief, and parents may agree with this or not, that boys and girls in general learn differently. So, for instance, what I have found is, teenage girls in general they're very organized, they're mature, they like learning notes and reading long paragraphs and things like that, while boys They're obviously slightly less mature, but boys like learning by doing, and they like learning by sharp bullet points. So what you have as a teacher, I find teaching in an all-boys school, is the primary way of teaching to suit the boys will get to the majority of students much quicker than if I was in a mixed school, where I would have to flip between different types of teaching methods so that all the students...
So what you're suggesting is, in general, girls are a bit more inquisitive. They want more detail. In other words, to get a very simple analogy, you say the sky is blue, the boy will just accept that. The teacher said the sky is blue, so it's blue. Where the girls will want to know, why is it blue? Can you explain that a bit more? What's the natural gases in the sky that make it blue, etc.? So is that what you're telling me, that boys just like to the point, whereas girls like a bit more detail?
Correct. Boys like want to verify, they want to do it themselves. So is the sky blue? The boys will look around and double check just to be sure. Do you know what I mean? Boys like doing stuff. That's why boys show a natural preference for STEM subjects, woodwork, metalwork, things like that. While girls are far better, they have far superior verbal skills. They are much, much better at verbal skills. They respond to language a lot better. So, for instance, if a teacher goes off on a big, long, whatever, rant about something, a girl, in general, will listen and take it all in. Well, a few seconds in, some of the boys could be looking
switched
at the
off.
Walls, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the educational aspect of it.
Yeah, look, okay. I generalize there because
of course,
there are
of course.
Many, but for in the majority of cases, and look, I suppose the one kind of remark that always, what I was always told before my children arrived, a boy will wreck your house, a girl will wreck your head. And I have found out with my children. I know it's a bit flippant, but that's what we've been told.
I know. You're generalising stereotypical generals. Okay, but Eric, getting to, I suppose, that's the academic side of it. There's numerous different reports out in relation to the academic end of it. And the suggestion is that you may be right in relation to that. But what they've also found in the research is that it's beneficial for boys and girls to be together, because we live in a world where boys and girls live together or work together or get married or do whatever it is. So for them both to be accepting of each other's gender and their roles in life, that we have to put them together from a young age so they have respect. In other words, that we don't have a world full of misogynistic boys or misandric girls. Would that be fair to say?
No, I don't agree with that. Look, they're not, the boys aren't by themselves all day long at home, at school, in their family. Like all the boys and girls, you interact with members of all the sexes and the two sexes, so to speak. So like, it's not like just because you go to a single sex school, you never interact with the opposite sex. But what I found when I was in mixed schools is that in general, in the mixed schools, the boys hang out together and talk about the stuff that the boys like. The girls hang out together for the most part and talk about the stuff they like. And in classroom, obviously, they're not going to be interacting that much, because in classroom, they're doing work or they're listening to the teacher or doing whatever.
But is there not still a mutual respect for the opposite sex while they're in the classroom? Because we've seen, and I don't want to start naming schools, but some of the private secondary schools that we have, I can only talk for Dublin, right? Because I'm familiar with some of those schools. Some of the boys that come out of those, I suppose the rugby boys, there does tend to be a disrespect for the opposite sex. And that's because you've got lads hanging out together, you know, rather than having women in their company, which would, you know, distract them a little bit from using that type of language or using that kind of behaviour. Or am I wrong in saying that?
Well, look, I think what you're talking about there is just traits of boys that mightn't be, that need to be educated slightly better. And that happens in single-sex schools and mixed schools. You know what I mean? There is, while it's easy to talk about private rugby playing school, for instance, because that's what you mentioned, that they might do a few things that aren't the best. That's not something I would notice. Like I said, I'm teaching, I have a class of boys in the room with me here now, and they're listening away to this conversation, and they're like, and they're being polite and respectful, and do you know what I mean? So negative traits aren't a function of the school. Like as you mentioned in the introduction, Ireland is only one of two countries that has a reasonably high proportion of single-sex schools. Like the problems that you discussed there are...
Are those boys in front of you right now, Eric?
Yeah, they're working away.
Okay, well, can you ask... I don't want to hear their voices, obviously, because we don't have permission to put them on the air. But how many is in the class?
And there's about 15 here at the moment.
Okay, so let's do a quick show of hands, okay? Can you ask them the question? I don't know whether they can hear me or not.
Yeah, no.
Okay,
so
ask them the question. Would you prefer to have girls in the class? Yes or no?
I'm on speakerphone now.
Okay.
Guys, will you put up your hands? Just put up your hand. Don't talk. How many would prefer to be in a classroom with girls right now? And I'm not lying here, Niall. There's 15 boys in the class. Not one hand has gone up.
Okay, so...
Maybe they're too shy. That might be an element.
We're not live on telly, so they're okay.
Yeah. No, look, like maybe they're too shy to put their hand...
Okay, so it's what they're used to, I suppose. It's what they're used to as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Look, So there are a number of advantages to single-sex education. For instance, what I talk about, it is shown that boys and girls with single-sex education, they actually are more likely to pick a non-traditional gender subject if they're in a single-sex school than a mixed school. So the best example I can give is in this school here where I teach all boys, we have two art classes of boys every year in junior cert. So first, second, and third year, there's two first-year classes. That would unlikely to happen in a mixed school because, like, teenagers and I'm secondary school, obviously, teenagers, they get paranoid around the opposite sex. They don't want to be shamed. They don't want to be noticed. They're kind of paranoid about things like that. It's shown that girls are more likely to pick STEM subjects when they're in an all-girls school and they're in their own environment, comfortable with their peers, while sometimes boys can be domineering in the classroom. They can be loud and brash, while girls are, that they're more sensitive.
I know, again, we're generalising. But look, I know you have to get back to your class, Eric, and I appreciate you going on the air, but the bottom line is you believe that no matter what we think, no matter what the research believes, you believe that parents deserve a choice.
And can I make one more point before we finish up, Niall, if that's okay? Single-sex schools get far less government funding. So 70% of voluntary secondary schools, which are all single-sex schools, comes from department funds, while it's up to 90% for the state sector, and all state sector schools have to be mixed. So what you're looking at is the single-sex schools, they're doing a fine job with lower funding, lower capitation per student, less teaching hours, less pastoral care, all that type of stuff. Mm. For taxpayers, single-sex schools are an advantage. But the final point I'd like to make, and using my A&2 hat on here, is it should be up to parental choice. We shouldn't be forcing. We're now a choice society. Whether people agree or disagree, everything is about choice. You don't want to force people to do stuff. So why are we forcing the closure on ideological reasons of a type of school that hundreds of thousands of students are very happy in?
Okay, listen, thank you very much indeed. Eric Nelligan, A&2 spokesperson in education and obviously teacher as well as we speak because he has 15 boys in front of him all listening to the conversation. Graeme, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Graeme?
I'm doing fine. I have no class in front of me.
Okay, well, you heard Eric. So he started off in a mixed school, would have never felt the way he feels at the moment. He's moved to a boys' school. He now has an understanding that boys learn differently to girls. Well, that's his belief. And by the way, there is research to show that boys, they take in information differently to girls. And he believes it's more beneficial for boys to be in their own school and girls to be in their own school. But in saying that he's not against mixed schools, he believes people should have a choice. Is that not a fair thing to say, that we should have a choice?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's not a fair thing to
say. Why?
I don't think there should be any choice. I think every school should be mixed because the world is mixed. The school's job is to prepare students for the world.
But the point he makes is they're preparing for the world outside school. So they're mixing with their sisters, or they're mixing with their mothers, or they're mixing with their friends.
But the school isn't doing that.
But why is that the school's job?
Because it is the school's job to holistically prepare their students for when they are no longer in that school anymore.
Okay, so you're teaching, what age group do you teach, by the way?
Oh, I'm a secondary school teacher, so you know, 13 to 18, 19, depending on the student.
Okay. And do you think, or would you agree with Eric Nelligan, that boys and girls learn differently?
They can. Is it a sweeping generalisation? Yes.
Of course. Well, it is a generalisation. Of course it is.
Yeah, it is a generalisation. So does it apply to absolutely everybody? No. And even just Eric mentioning there, and yeah, look, I don't know Eric, I didn't get to chat to Eric, but I would think his own, if he's a member of A&2, conservative values would play a significant role in his opinion on this.
I think they play some role in it, yeah.
They may not. I could be wrong, obviously, but I would think they probably do. Hmm. In relation, he mentioned an art class a second ago. We've got two first-year classes inside. I just left an art class full of boys, full of girls. Mm-hmm. No one's thinking twice about, I'm not going to pick this subject because I'm in front of, I might be girls or people worried about that kind of thing.
How do you know that's not some sort of unconscious bias when they're making these decisions?
Because we see, because year on year on year, we see the enrollment numbers are the students choosing their options. Mm-hmm. And they are completely independently choosing the options. The school doesn't dictate any. And the majority inside Neurohomic, boys.
Boys. I've looked at a lot of research today, and it's very conflicting, by the way, the research in relation to the academic end of it. And I said,
you can find an argument.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. The most recent one I could find was 2017, which found after accounting for socioeconomic status, students in single-sex schools did outperform their co-ed counterparts in reading and numeracy. But it does go on to say, and it added, that the difference in the achievement did not grow over those years. There appears to be no low value in add, or value add in numeracy achievement, and even a decline in reading achievement over time in single-sex schools compared to co-ed schools. So, and in England, they said the same things. They believe that girls learn better in same-sex schools, whereas boys learn better in mixed schools. So there's conflicting evidence all over the place. So we'd probably say there's no evidence is probably the best thing to say.
Conclusively, would I argue one way or the other that it's academically better? No, I wouldn't. And been very clear in my opinions of the evidence.
Okay,
there.
So let's just say there's no evidence. Okay, there's no evidence academically.
If I used it, yeah, because I know there's evidence to the contrary.
Okay, so let's just be fair and say there's no evidence academically, right? There is evidence, I suppose, from a socio point of view, and I would agree with you to some degree.
That would be the main thrust of my argument.
Absolutely. Okay, but here's the other thing. Eric makes a very good point in relation to freedom of choice. Is it not up to parents how they want to raise their children? And if parents
This is
want,
not taking away that.
But you are taking away. The Labour Party wants to take that away in the next 10 or 15 years.
You can't have limitless choice. Are limits to all choice. There are limits to all choice.
But we were able to give people the choice up to now.
International outlet. We are a massive, again, because we gave away our education to the church for the last 100 years of our state's existence. I mean, come on, I'm not going to go on an anti-church. I can if you want, but I'm not going to go off on an anti-church.
I'd rather you didn't in the middle of the day, to be honest, you haven't the time for it.
Yeah, but that is the root of the current structure of our education system. The same, the only other country that has anything near our numbers of single-sex schools is Malta. It's the same. It's the root of theirs as well.
Well, I mean, but you're taking Europe into consideration. You go to the United States, you've got a lot of single-sex schools in the United States. So I mean,
do you want to base our education model on the United States?
Not necessarily, no.
You have them segregated by race as well, and children coming in with bulletproof backpacks. No, thank you.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I get the point you're making. Okay, I'm not going to go down that route with you. Anyway, so Graeme, you think it's a great idea, wonderful idea, and you would rather see, and I don't want to put it in a negative way, but you would rather see that choice taken away from parents, and it should be just a state norm, an education norm.
Isn't quite how I characterise it, but yes, absolutely. And to be clear, I'm standing in a school that when I was here, this was a single-sex school. We went co-ed. As I was a staff member, so I've seen the change in the school, and I've seen the benefits of the school and for the students, and I would 100% think all schools, primary, secondary, all schools should be co-ed. The world is co-ed. It is the school.
Well, the world is not co-ed. I mean, Britain, for example, and British colony countries tend to have more single-sex schools.
The world as in outside of school, no.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about the world as co-ed.
It's a school job.
Well, by the way, I'm not too sure why Britain particularly and British colony countries tend to have more single-sex schools. I mean, that seems to be a thing for some reason. You know?
I don't know. I'd be guessing. I don't know for a fact, I'll be honest.
All right. I know, Graeme, you have to get back to work there again.
I'm walking our therapy puppy out the back garden. To be very clear, any school teachers listening, I would strongly urge them all to get a school dog. It's great.
Do you know something, Graeme? You've just had 3 months off. You're back in work and now you're walking dogs. I mean, what a great job, huh?
your jealousy showing now.
You know what? I'm actually not going to deny that for a minute. I would love to be out walking a dog right now. Well, then stay with me for a second because, James, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, James?
Afternoon, Niall.
Jeez, the life of a teacher, huh? Three months off, and now he's walking dogs.
Wonderful.
I finish at 1 o'clock today as well.
Don't rub it in, Graeme.
Yes, I bloody will.
Feet up again, out the back garden with the whatever it is he drinks, the feet up. Sorry, James, you have all your kids in single-sex schools.
All my kids are in single-sex schools by choice. Okay. And that's the way I want to keep it.
Why? And what's the reason why you chose single-sex schools?
Well, number one, I think single-sex schools are better. I think my two daughters in the one school, and my son then is in another school as well, which is just down the road from me. I just prefer them in that way. I just think it's better for them. I think it's one less distraction having the opposite sex. And I think as well the fact that, personally, I said if the children need to be taught about social skills, it shouldn't really be down to teachers to do it. That's a parent's job.
Yeah, but girls shouldn't be a distraction for boys. Likewise, boys shouldn't be a distraction for girls. Because if they are a distraction, well, then we're doing something wrong, aren't we?
When you're 15, Niall, and your hormones are raging, you know what I mean? It can be very, very hard to concentrate in school. So it's one less distraction in schools. But what I would be dead against the fact that they basically want to outlaw it is what this particular person from the Labour Party wants to do.
Ian
he wants
Ryan,
to take away the choice. He's actually my local Labour TD, and I've actually discussed this with him personally when I met him.
I tried to discuss him on the air with him about 4 years ago, but he hung up on me. But I haven't ever.
No, he stopped me in St. Anne's Park one day when we were discussing.
Okay, I don't want to go into a too deeply, James, because he's not on the air to reply himself.
So exactly.
Okay. But you don't agree with him, needless to say.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely okay. not.
But you heard what Graeme says, and he makes a good argument that, you know, the world is co-ed. Boys and girls interact throughout their lives, right to the point of getting married and having children and living together and having their own kids who will be different genders, etc., etc. So it's important from a very young age that we understand and have a mutual respect for each other. Is that not fair?
All my children have, different gender friends. Like my oldest daughter's best friend is a boy. And, you know what I mean? And then my middle child, one of her best friends is a boy as well. So, you know, they do interact with other children and they interact fine with children, other kids outside of school.
So what's the difference then? If they're interacting and you want them to have a mutual respect for other genders, what's the difference if they're sitting down in the classroom? Because there's a teacher there like Graeme, although, in fairness, he's probably taking an easy walk in dogs. But there's a teacher there like Graeme keeping an eye on them. So they're meant to be learning, not distracted.
Well, unfortunately, Graeme has an agenda when it comes to something like this. I just don't agree with it, Niall.
Apparently. You think Graeme has an agenda?
What's my agenda?
Your agenda is unfortunately, you're probably a bit too liberal for me when it comes to something like this.
I think with the Labour spokesman
as well, he kind of falls into that as well. So you seem to have your agenda on it. Me personally, like, you're all for it. You're basically, what you want to do is you want to remove my right to have my children in all sex the same school. But I don't want to do that to you. If you want to have your kids in a mixed school, you go ahead. I've no problem with that. But you want to deny me that right, where I've no problem denying
you. Let him reply to that. Let him reply to that. I mean, you want to deny his right to make his choice.
Not just his, all people's, because I think overall is it detrimental towards students' development? Yeah, it is. You shouldn't have the choice to have something that can potentially be.
You've just admitted that you want to deny my right to choose where I want to educate my children. I won't deny you that right.
I mean, Graeme, we discussed at the start the evidence around whether it's beneficial or whether it's not beneficial, both academically or otherwise, and the evidence really isn't there. You're saying that you want to deny him that right based on the fact that you want a better society, but would it really make a better society? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. So that's your view of it. The evidence on that is there. But that's your view of it, Graeme.
My view is the opposite, Graeme. But I won't deny you that option to put your children into a mixed school. I won't do that. But you will on me.
No, I won't deny your option to put your children into a mixed school.
No, you just said you will. You said it twice that you will. You said twice that you want all schools to be mixed. I don't.
Yes, you did.
You said it twice. You actually said it twice.
And he said it again. Yeah.
Denial, and then he said it to me.
No, he's not denying it.
I'll write it down and send it to you if you'd like.
Okay, but I get the point that you're both making. And James, on one hand, is saying, obviously coming from the right side of the fence, so to speak, or the more conservative side of the fence, is saying, I want to give you that right, Graeme, because that's your opinion and I respect your opinion. I want to give you that right to put your kids into mixed school. But you're saying, I don't want to give you that right to make your choice, James. Because if there was no demand for single-sex schools, they wouldn't be there. No,
that's bollocks. The mass majority of schools
Watch your language, Graeme. It's the middle of the day.
Really? That counts?
Yeah.
Okay, apologies. Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
It's nonsense. The vast majority of schools, especially depending on what area you live in, are single-sex. So an awful lot of people are denied that right. Because logistically, they're not able to travel to whatever school they're if they want to source mix.
No, I don't agree. People choose. I know people who have chosen purposely to put their girls into Loretto's, for example, because they believe they're better schools or whatever they are. I don't know, and that's a choice they make. And I also know people who will say absolutely not, because I believe when you put a lot of girls together, they can be very competitive and it can be very difficult. So different people have different views about what they want for their children.
But some of their views are based on reality, and some of their views are not. They're still entitled to them.
Yeah, well, people believe in God. I don't know about that view is based in reality either. So what I'm saying to you is people are entitled to their views. So James' view is his kids are better off at a single-sex school, but you want to deny him an A on a ring and want to deny him that right.
James can't provide any evidence to prove that.
Well, he can give you anecdotal evidence of his own kids. Is that not enough for you?
No, that's not evidence. It's not.
Well, again, I say to you, I've looked for evidence today in relation to it, and I've seen numerous pieces of research that all conflict each other, and overall there doesn't seem to be any evidence whatsoever. And I'm looking, there was a study there by Judith Gill, who is from the University of South Australia, and she basically said that if you look at the evidence, there isn't any. In other words, if she's inclined to say that there isn't any evidence on any category that one is better than the other, one choice is better than the other.
But that study and all we discussed earlier was based on academic results.
Well, no. She talks about the socioeconomic characteristics of it as well. She's just referring to that. Sorry, James.
Yeah, Niall, I just want to say, in the area I actually live in, there's probably about 10 same-sex girls and maybe about 5 or 6 mixed girls. But yet the same-sex girls all have a waiting list. Like, you know what I mean? So, you know, if you want to put your kids in there, there's a waiting list to try and get them in.
Okay, well, hang on, just wait a second, because I want to go to Lorenzo before the break. Lorenzo, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Lorenzo?
Hi, how are you?
How you doing? Yeah, we're having a good old Barney here today, Lorenzo.
Yeah.
Lorenzo, is there many same-sex schools in Italy?
No.
No?
No, I think it's 99.9 would be mixed.
So the same-sex are probably private schools, are they?
They might, but usually the private schools are a bit more in terms of religious
yes, okay, Catholic schools.
That
probably,
would
yeah.
be. I just know for a fact that there is a single-sex school in Rome, and that would be for dancers, so basically for girls only.
Oh, yeah, for the arts, for ballerinas, etc.
Exactly, yeah, that would be the only one I'm aware. Mm. Because I had a friend that was there, so I know that for a fact, but as far as I know, all my friends, all the people I know, they come from, we all did.
Mixed schools.
Okay,
so Ireland, obviously, then, to you, is a little bit different in the fact, since you've been living here, you've noticed, obviously, that the same single-sex schools as well, there's boys' nationals, boys' girls' national schools. Do you think they should be done away with? Do you think they should all be mixed?
I think they should all be mixed for the same reasons. I mean, that the first man was saying about the difference in learning between boys and girls, and that is, I think, the key to be mixed. Probably 9 out of 10, I was always studying with females, not with male.
Mm-hmm.
And that it was even due to this, because I might be better in some type of topics,
yep.
and they might be better on others. So if I don't understand something, they can understand.
So in other words, they can help each other, is what you're saying.
Exactly. Okay. You can help and have different point of views.
Mm-hmm. So it's better for understanding different values and different points of view from a gender-based view, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for example, we have something. I mean, we have in Italy to the not every school, because it's not like here that you have one type of school for kind of everything, and then you choose. We have different type of different schools, so it's a bit it's a tiny bit different.
I do understand some of the schools focus very much on different things.
Yeah, on more I don't know, more civics or
STEMs, are your STEM subjects, etc. Yeah,
but a lot of schools we do philosophy.
Yeah,
for example, and it's critical if you talk about something as philosophy. To have another point of view that it's not yours, and not even your same sex, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I think, is a big help when you have different things. And even when you do sex educations or these type of things, I think it's way better to be in both in the same room than in two different rooms and not knowing what is said and how it's said to the others.
Yeah, sorry, before I went to the break, Graham, are you in a same-sex school, by the way, or a mixed school? Mixed.
We're mixed now. We were same sex when I started here. We became mixed years after.
Okay, so when you went from same sex to mixed, what was the? If I was to say to you, give me two things that you really noticed the difference.
I would think the lads are a bit more chilled out.
Okay.
To be perfectly honest. And I would have said, I didn't have the point of reference that I wouldn't have taught in a mixed school prior to that. So I can't try and say, they're socializing better with,
Do you think as a male teacher, you changed the way you taught because there was girls in the class? In other words, did you change the language you used? Did you change your attitude a little bit that you weren't so laddish because you're teaching a group of lads?
Teaching a bunch of lads, I'd be doing my best. Sorry, that was Floyd in the background. I'd be trying my best not to be laddish to start with.
Oh, okay.
But do I think it would have improved my own teaching over time? Absolutely.
Okay, listen, I've got to go to a break. Okay, thank you, James. Thank you, Lorenzo. Thank you, Graham. Go back to your dog walking. The number's 087-188-0008. We're asking the question, should same-sex schools be got rid of? Because according to Éan O'Riordan, within the next 10 to 15 years, he has a bill to ban the end of single-gender school admissions in Ireland and to catch up with the rest of the world and international norms, he says. And there are countries that still have same-sex schools, by the way. Ireland would be one of them, obviously. A lot of children are in same schools. Somebody says, Niall, you hit the nail on the head when you said if there weren't people in them, there wouldn't, or if there wasn't a demand for them, there wouldn't be people in them. Well, this is true. There is a demand, clearly. But should that demand still be there? Should James still have the right, for example, to send his kids to a same-sex school? Or do you believe he shouldn't have that right anymore because it's more beneficial to the kids, according to Graham, to have them in mixed schools? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Well, as we were texting in, Richie said Labour has 70 TDs. Perhaps they should sit down and shut up. B, is this 18-year plan because all this gender identity rubbish will have long since blown itself away? He says, Graham says the world is mixed. Are prisons mixed? Is sports mixed? Is healthcare mixed? There are many facets of modern life where we were separated by sex. And he is right. There are many facets where we're, or places where we are separated by sex. We're not always mixed. But I think more and more that seems to be changing, doesn't it? Karen, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, Karen?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Welcome to Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Now, do you believe or do you prefer mixed schools?
I think I prefer mixed schools. I think. Okay. I just think there's. I think it eliminates that whole bitchiness with girls to a certain extent. Girls are, I think, not going to tend to be as bitchy because lads are just not into that. And girls can be just so nasty.
I know, that's why a lot of people don't like sending their girls to all-girls schools.
Yeah, I mean, I'm into mine. My girl is only 5 and I'm already thinking, oh, will I, won't I, what will I do? Because I have the option of both where we live.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, I would have gone to one of the Loretto schools, and 5th and 6th year were a nightmare for me. I hated it.
I was in the same situation with my own daughter, and in the end, I opted for the mixed school because my two sons had done so well at it because it was a great school. But initially, we were going to send her to a Loretto, but then we figured that she'd be swallowed up in the sense that. She would have been quieter and stuff like that. And we thought, because a lot of people will say when you have an all-girls school, there's a lot of competition between girls.
Absolutely, I agree.
Which is fine for a confident girl, by the way.
Yeah, but, you know, I think a lot of girls struggle. You know, and then you have, you know, the bitchiness and the, you know, leaving girls out and not talking to girls and ghosting them.
But that can happen in a mixed school anyway, can't it?
It can, absolutely it can. Yeah, but I just think it's maybe less prevalent because lads are not going to put up with that. They're not interested in it. They don't want to know.
See, bullying for men and for boys and girls tends to be very different. When boys bully each other, it's normally physical and it's all over in a day. You know what I mean? Yeah. They get into there's an L fight in the yard and that's the end of it. Where girls tend to be more psychological.
Mental. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I agree. And that carries on into women as well. Like, it doesn't change.
Yeah.
You know, this whole thing, you know, oh, women have to stand up for women. Unfortunately, it's not the case in most cases. You know, we're all backstabbers.
Mm. So do you believe, as much as you prefer them, I'm not going to completely disagree with you. Do you believe the choice should be taken away from, say, James, the caller who was on before the break, who all his children go to same-sex schools because that's what he prefers? Should he not have that choice anymore?
I think there should be an option for both. I do, but at the end of the day, I think it should be the child's preferred choice. I think at 13 or whatever age they start, you know, around 13 is when they start first year, and I think they have the maturity to decide for themselves where they want to go.
I would imagine most parents do discuss it. I would like to think they would discuss it with their children and say, where would you like to go?
Like, I had a choice, but my choice was only girls' schools. Yeah. So I had a choice of 2 different girls' schools. There was no option for a mixed school where I was going. But had I have had the choice, I probably would
have went to a mixed school. That's because you're
an L1, Karen. I went to a mixed primary school, and that was fabulous.
Yeah, I didn't have a choice. The girls, well, I was in De La Salle College, which is a boys' school, secondary school. And when I went into 6th year, they introduced girls in 1st year.
Okay.
So I kind of missed out on that. I didn't get that opportunity to ever experience it.
I didn't have the opportunity either. And my husband went to a boarding school.
Oh, okay. You don't hear many boarding schools nowadays, really, do you?
No.
There's still some around, I think.
I think there's still some around, but I have to say that the friends he has from when he was in school, they're like brothers.
But I don't know very much about boarding schools, but I do believe that they can be a bit, the children can end up being a bit reclusive, can't they?
I can't comment because my husband isn't. But my husband was an only child and he was sent to boarding school. It's not something I could do.
Right. So
I couldn't do it.
Were the parents trying to give him a message?
I say it to him all the time. They didn't want to wear you. You were too much trouble.
You were too much trouble.
It's definitely not something I couldn't put mine into boarding school.
No.
They drive me nuts. I'd miss them too much.
Yeah, I know. I think most people would. Yeah, I think boarding schools are, I suppose it's a certain mentality that has to be got sought. Anyway, stay there for a second. Let me go to Anthony. Anthony, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Anthony?
Not too bad, Niall. How are you?
Good. Now, Anthony, in relation to same-sex schools versus mixed schools, which do you think are better?
I personally think single-sex schools, and don't we live in a world of choice and we're supposed to respect everyone else's opinion?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really want this government that just dictates everything telling us now that there can be no more single-sex schools. And on top of that, I heard it this morning on the radio and I thought it was very funny and it's very true. They said teenage boys will wreck your house and wreck your car, but teenage girls will wreck your head.
I know, King Graham said that at the start.
It's very
true. Graham said that at the start of the show, yeah. Or actually, yeah. I think it was actually Eric that said it, actually, the school teacher who said it at the start of the show. And look, it can be true. I don't want to generalise. It's not always the case. There's boys out there that'll wreck your head, and I'm sure there's girls out there that'll wreck your home as well. But I do understand the point, and that comes back to what I said to Karen about when we talk about bullying, for example. Bullying in boys tends to be physical, whereas with girls it tends to be psychological. So in saying that, having a mix of both, Anthony, I don't mean the bullying, I mean having a mix of both those kind of personalities in one class, maybe that's surely a better thing, that we have a better understanding for our lives, for our futures, for our girlfriends, for our wives, for our husbands, that we have a better understanding of how the other half works and thinks. I mean, surely we should be learning that from a young age. Maybe that's is that not the best thing then? I'm kind of warm into the idea now.
You can learn it from a young age. And I don't think you have to learn it. Well, of course, you're not going to learn it in primary school, but in secondary school, when puberty kicks in, I mean, I went to a presentation.
But you are learning it in primary school because young girls behave differently to young boys. Little six-year-old girls behave differently.
Not anymore, they don't. They can do whatever they want.
They do behave differently. You're delusional if you think they don't.
Well, all I'm going to say to you...
I've had boys and girls. I've three children. I have to be honest. If anybody's having children out there, go for the boys. I've three children. And boys and girls are very different in the way when you raise them, their needs, their wants. You know, girls can be a bit more demanding.
Niall, I went to a Christian Brothers secondary school.
Yeah.
And around the corner, we had South Presentation Nuns Convent. And we had our lunch from 1 to 2. That was our dinner break. And we'd all meet up halfways along the way in the crossroads. They were only around the corner from each other. And they'd be swapping fags and chatting up. And there was many a marriage made and many a romance made. And we still got to know each other, even though we were segregated actually at school.
What Graham said, that make a bit of sense? I don't always agree with Graham. I tend not to agree with him on most things, actually. But what he said was that at least then boys know how girls think and they can share ideas. And, you know, because girls do think differently to boys in the classroom. Or Eric was even saying it as well in relation to, you know, boys, you know, if you said to a boy, the sky is blue, he'll just accept it, where a girl will ask more questions. And then if the boy is struggling, well, then he can ask the girl beside him, oh, why did you say that? Why? So in other words, the sharing of ideas.
Well, don't you know yourself as a man? You must have known, like, as a teenager, all of a sudden you wake up one morning and you're full of this testosterone and you turn into this completely different person and there's only one thing on your mind. And it has been proven, and other people disprove it, and as many people prove it as disprove it, that in mixed schools, especially in secondary school in the teenage years, that girls will outperform boys because boys are only thinking with one thing. Not their head. Well, they're thinking with their head, but not
with their testosterone.
Their
yes, okay, yeah.
Yeah, without being too graphic in daytime.
Yeah.
But then when they go into their 20s, the boys catch up again and, you know, so...
But I mean, Karen, I don't know what... Maybe I'm wrong in thinking of this, but you're probably going to agree with me because throughout my radio career and media career, I've generally always had female producers and researchers and everything else. And I find it's great. I mean, don't get me wrong, I've had male. Mike here at one stage, who was brilliant, by the way. But in saying that, you know, when I talk to Ruth, she's very different views on life to me. So when we talk about a topic, I get both aspects of it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. And no, I agree. And I think, I look, the majority of primary schools are mixed. So, yeah, I do think they should be mixed. I do think it's better for everyone. I do think we learn more from each other. You know, and even for me, you know, when I was working, I would have always preferred to work for men. I worked in mostly, you know, I worked in finance, and where I worked was mostly women. And the bitching continues throughout life. And I just think if we're more mixed and we're more used to each other, it's just a bit more of an even keel.
But Karen, do you think people should still be allowed to have the choice? We're living in the society now where you can decide even at 7 if you want to change your gender. Do you not think people should still be allowed to have the choice? The only problem I would have would be, if you let me finish.
Oh, well, I tell you what, the two of you, hold on. Stay there for a second. I'll let you finish after the break because I have to go to break and gone over time. The number is 087-188-0008. I'll keep Karen and Anthony on the line. Let me go back to Karen and Anthony very quickly. Anthony, you said, of course, at a time when people can choose to change their gender at the age of 7, why aren't we giving people the choice to continue to choose a same-sex school? Karen, it's a good point. Is he not right in a world where we're supposed to be promoting choice constantly all the time, and yet here we are taking a choice away?
Yeah, yeah. No, and I look, in a world where you know, we're more accepting of everybody for who they are, if you are somebody who, if you are an adolescent or a young adult and you're in secondary school and you're in an all-girls school and, you know, you feel in yourself that you want to transition because, you know, the person you currently are is not who you feel you are, if you're in a mixed school, that has to be a little bit easier. It has to be a bit more inclusive.
Not necessarily, because there's a situation going on at the moment. I can't talk about it too much because it's an ongoing case in court where a school teacher who refuses to use the word they has been dismissed from his class. So, and I can't talk about the case. I can't talk about the case that's here in Ireland. I can't talk about it because it's back in court again next week. But I mean, so because many people are transitioning, don't want to be called he or she.
No, and that's fine. That's absolutely fine. But I think if we're in a mixed school, there's just more options available in that in that setting. Whereas if you are a boy and you want to transition to be a girl, you have the whole upheaval then of moving school, moving to an all-girls school, if that's all that's available in your area. When I went to school, there wasn't an option for a mixed school.
Stay there for a second. Let me go to Kate as well. Kate, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Kate?
Hi there, how are you?
Good. Kate, so which is the better option, mixed schools or single-sex schools?
Yeah, I think it's all down to the child. I think somebody mentioned it earlier. For me, certainly as a mother, I could end up sending my son to a mixed school, but my daughter's in a same-sex school, not because of access or that I don't have the option for either or, but I'll choose depending on the child, right? I think you mentioned yourself, Niall, that you made a different decision for your daughter, right?
Yeah.
Than maybe you had planned to. So because of her personality, you as a parent made a decision about what was right for her.
At that particular time,
Exactly. And that's what we've done for our daughter. The local school, mixed school. She went to a mixed primary school. You know, she had a tough time during the kind of latter years, right? Fifth and sixth class. And she was bullied by boys and girls.
Okay.
And it was actually
Sorry to hear
worse.
That.
Yeah, no, she's great, but she's great now. But it was actually worse because it was a mixed school, because they were feeding off each other. So the girls were almost bullying her more because she was being bullied by the boys. Do you get what I'm saying?
So they were trying to impress the boys,
Exactly. And we made a decision, and we were, you know, it was a difficult decision because I think one of your speakers, one of the callers talked about, you know, girls are bitches.
they use that
they
word,
are.
Yeah. They can be, of course, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They can be very competitive. They can be nasty. But, you know, we saw that in a mixed environment, you know, and I'm not saying it's not in the same-sex environment as well. I don't think that's going to change whether you're in a mixed school or a same-sex school.
Okay, so so you're saying because of the circumstance you found yourself in, for you, it was more beneficial to put her into a single-sex school at that particular moment in her life. And you believe it was beneficial to her. So you believe that choice should always be available.
Always. always, always be available, because I truly believe it's different for every child, right? That's my belief. And okay. I would hate to have my choice taken away.
All right, listen, Kate, on that note, thank you very much indeed, Karen, Anthony, Kate, everybody who got involved in that conversation. A mixed bag, and I'll be honest with you, judging by the poll, well, I did ask at the start of the show, do you believe that, you know, that we should still have single-sex schools or mixed schools, which are better? It's kind of mixed, but it was about 65% of people said they preferred mixed schools. The rest said they would prefer same-sex schools. All right, or didn't have a choice, one or the other. So either way, I think the bottom line is, to end the topic, I think that although most people seem to prefer mixed schools for their children, most people seem to think that the choice should still be available if people want it. Now, that will go by supply and demand, and it has always been a supply and demand situation to some degree, although it's unfair when you don't have the option in your area. And sometimes in an area, you're not going to have an option of a single-sex school because, of course, you know, the logistics just wouldn't work out for teacher ratios, etc., etc. But I think if the option is available or can be available, I believe going forward it should be. I don't agree with Eoin Reardon. I don't believe we should get rid of them altogether. And I think parents should still have that choice if that's what they want.
Real people. Real opinions. Real Talk Radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic.